school is in session. Well, it is for me anyway. I know you may not be on a higher education journey, but you are planning for or are in the midst of a shift in how you plan and spend your time. I know this because you are an Organize 365 podcast listener. Collectively, we are all lifelong learners, pursuing the best version of ourselves and putting into action the complete organization cycle. Over the next 4 years, I will share week by week what I am continually decluttering to free up my time and space, how I am organizing my days, my responsibilities, and my work, both seen and unseen, as I take captive every minute at my discretion to increase my capacity and productivity in pursuit of a PhD in psychology so that I can have a seat at the academic table in the discussion of how we use our homes and complete our housework and home organization tasks. Oh, there's the school bell. Let's see what I learned this week. There is administration time related to getting your PhD. You know, one of the things that the Sunday Basket and the Friday Workbox teach you is that there are a lot of invisible tasks that you do at home and you do at work that are invisible first to you, but also to your employer or to the other people that live with you in your house. And it's those invisible tasks that you do and you have to do, and they're part of your job description, that once they are made visible, you can eliminate as many as possible, and then you can create systems and routines in order to tackle those as fast as possible, because they have to get done, but you know, they don't have to turn into a science project or anything. Well, here I am, like halfway through the first semester, and I'm realizing that I need to have PhD administrative time. And by PhD administrative time, I mean, like, I had blocked off on my calendar all of the things that I needed to do in order to write the papers, to do the reading, to attend the classes. But I forgot that there would be these extra administrative tasks that would also take up time. So I finally sat down and I was like, okay, I am going to do all of the administrative related tasks to getting my PhD. And then next week, I'm going to talk to you about how I did my first kind of like deep dive Friday workbox time in my PhD time. So administrative time, like, what is administrative about getting a PhD? Well, number one is actually planning that work. Like I told you, I know how long it now takes me to read each chapter, to write each paper, and not only how long it takes me to write each paper, but how long does it take me to find the articles that I'm going to cite in the paper? How long does it take me to write the rough draft? How long does it take me to do editing? How long does it take me to check and add in all my citations and then to turn it in? And so for each paper, it's taking me like 5 to 6 hours, but I know that it's 90 minutes of research and then 2+ hours of the first draft, and everything has a time. And because everything has a time, and I know what that time is, I now can create blocks for all the papers I have remaining and put those blocks on my calendar to know that I'm going to get it all done, especially with the travel that I'm doing. So the first part of administrative time is planning my work. And I do that obsessively because I just love to do it. And it also helps me make sure I'm going to get everything done on time. The second and the third thing on my list are to check the portal and to check my email. So I do have my PhD email, because it's on a Gmail system, feeding into my one email on my phone. So on my phone, I can see my Organize 365 email, my personal email, my PhD email, all on my phone. And then when I log in on the computer, I have to log into each of those emails separately. And I want it, there may be a way to do it all together, but I want to log into them separately. So every day I log into my Organize 365 email multiple times a day. And usually, like on my Sunday Basket time, I'll log into my personal email, because that's usually like Amazon orders and like just a couple of things that I don't use my Organize 365 email for. It's very few emails per week, and I can archive them straight from my phone. So there's usually very little in there. And my PhD email I see on my phone, and there's not very much of it, but there were a couple of items in there that I needed to respond to that I hadn't yet. So I needed to spend some time doing my PhD email. And then just like all of my other emails, which I show you in the Productive Home Solution personal organization planning section, there's a whole week on email. In there, I show you how I set up my email inboxes in Gmail to look like my Sunday Basket. So I have one for work and it's set up like my work box. So in my PhD email, I have a couple categories, like things I'm saving for when I do my dissertation, things I'm saving for when I actually get accepted to the PhD program, things that I'm saving for these couple of stage one research projects I'm in and correspondence related to that. So I don't necessarily just want to archive my email. I kind of star it a certain color. So it's almost like folders that match my slash pockets for my workbox for my PhD. And so I needed to go in and I needed to do that. I needed to move them out of the inbox on my phone into the proper little slash pockets that I have in my PhD. And that just took a little bit of time. And then we have an online portal, like, you know, an Organize 365. When you buy a product, you end up on our dashboard and there's lessons in our dashboard. And then you also end up in the community app where you could share information. So same thing. Our portal is kind of like our dashboard and community apps smushed together. And then you go into your course and you can find all of your course assignments. You could turn everything in there. Any additional resources are in there. And then there's a forum where you communicate with your classmates. And I needed to just go into all the different forums that I'm a part of and make sure I've read everything and responded to everything that I needed to do. A couple of other administrative things that I needed to do at this time was, every week, our teachers offer office hours, and you could sign up to work with different mentors for getting into the PhD has a mentor. There are writing services you could sign up for. You can go into lab office hours. So there are all these different office hours, and you can only sign up for them on the week. And I have not figured out yet when that new week is posted. It's sometime between Friday and Monday. And to be honest, it might be different every week, and that might be why I haven't figured it out. But it's not something that you can do for the whole semester in advance. You have to do this on a weekly basis. So I went in and I kind of looked at all the different office hours and all the different times, and I put time holders on my calendar because the office hours, while you can't sign up for them in advance, when they are usually stays consistent. So I put a placeholder on my calendar for when all of my different classes office hours were or lab office hours were, so that when I'm planning out my work the next week, if I need to take part in one of those, or you can also, for our lab office hours, you can just listen and learn. And so I don't know what I don't know. So I've done a couple of sessions where I just listen and learn, and I go into the office hours just to see what questions people are asking and, you know, just to learn and be part of the community. So I put those on my calendar for the rest of the trimester so I knew when they were if I wanted to take part of them. And then the last thing I did is I cleaned up all my files in my Zotero citation software. So my process in finding research articles and what works best for me is I look up in my library any research articles that are going to work for the paper that I'm writing, and then I open them up on my computer and I read the first page. Then I do a Google search for whatever keyword I am trying to put in my paper so I can scan that article for where they talk about that keyword or that theory or, you know, whatever I'm writing the paper on. And once I find some papers that I think have merit, whether or not I'm going to use them in my paper, I immediately put them in my Zotero for that paper. So I create a folder. Okay, this is going to be Psych 501, number 7. And I put all of the articles in there. Once I feel like I have found the majority of the articles that I'm going to use for the paper that I'm forming in my head, then I close out the library and I open up Zotero and I open up all of the articles that I have found. And I look at them one more time to see if I really have the points. Like, usually I have 5 to 8 journal articles that I use for the 3 to 5 page paper that I'm turning in. And so I look at those articles and I figure out which of those are going to be the base journal articles that I'm going to base my paper on. And I print those out. And I get started writing my outline. I told you in a previous podcast how I assign a color to each of these papers. Okay, so when I'm done writing my paper, I just move on to the next paper. I mean, it's like you are in a marathon in this PhD program, like next, next, next. And because I've created folders in Zotero, I don't see all of the articles that I put in Zotero because I have put in just, they're at least folderized, which is helpful. And then if I have time and I think about it, when I go to submit the paper, I get rid of the papers. I get rid of the journal articles out of the folder that I haven't used for that paper. So at least those aren't in there. But what I did during my administrative time is I went through those folders and I cleaned them up. Like I took all those individual folders and I made it just one Psych 501 folder of the articles that I've cited. Like I just cleaned it up and I got rid of any of the extra folders that I didn't need, because this citation software is holding all of the PDFs of all the journal articles that I've used so that I can go and get them again and cite them and read them without going into an external library. But I don't want it to become just like a whole bunch of articles. I want it to have some organization. So that's the last thing I did in my PhD administrative time. And actually, this PhD administrative time is what led into a 3-hour chunk of time I'm going to tell you about next week, where I was halfway through this semester of the PhD and I just took a pause and reoriented myself. So I'll share that with you next week.